Cadencopia acknowledges the traditional owners of the land that this podcast was recorded and produced on, the Wurundjeri and Boonwurrung peoples of the East Kulin Nations. We pay our respect to their elders, past, present, and emerging, and we extend that respect to all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples. Come behind the scenes of the Australian media landscape from a leading public relations perspective. I'm Marissa Jane, and this is the Press Office with Kate Copia. On this season of The Press Office, in between each episode, we will be dropping a mini episode, which will touch on a certain topic that our guest spoke about. And to help me do this, I will be joined by the founder and director of Kate Co PR, Kate Keane. So welcome to the first ever mini.
Thanks, Marissa. So excited.
And in our first episode, we sat down and chatted to Bessie Kay, and she discussed all about finding value-aligned work and being your authentic self. And that made you and I think about this trend that's emerging on social media all about authenticity.
Absolutely. I think it really, really made me think about what's happening on social media now and what's trending, what's working, what brands like to do and who they want to work with, you know, what particular influencers are doing. It kind of took me to first thinking about TikTok and how the unedited, unpolished videos that can go viral and have millions of views is what's trending and is what people are really interested in looking at versus that really polished, edited video or reel is a thing of the past. And even then, taking that thought further to Instagram and how the aesthetic of your Instagram page used to be really important, but now it's actually about the content. It's not really what it looks like.
That's one thing I think a lot of traditional or original, I should say, Instagram influencers have struggled to keep up with.
Yeah.
The fact that it's not about their content being polished. It's not about them looking amazing in every single shot. It's really the behind the scenes of their life that users are interested in seeing.
Yeah, that's right. And it's funny, when we are looking at influencers to engage for our brands and our clients, we're looking at those that have great engagement. And that great engagement only comes when that influencer actually is telling authentic and genuine stories through whatever means that is, whether that's images or reels or, you know, Q&As or whatever it may be. But we're not looking for what's polished, we're actually looking for how many people are engaging and is that going to work for our brand. So I think, I think the authenticity piece and like talking about being genuine is really important and definitely is theming on social media.
It's so interesting how TikTok and Instagram, they definitely are fighting a different battle, I would say. Mm. And especially like you said on TikTok, it is really authentic. And the content, some of the content that goes viral, I look at it and go, how is this resonating with people? Why are people watching this? Because I come from the land of where everything needed to be perfect. I remember when starting in PR and helping brands with social media strategy, it was all about, what does it look like if someone goes onto your feed? What does your feed look like? And the feed always had to look perfect.
Mm, yeah, no longer.
Yeah.
No longer. And actually, we've even started doing our own videos and you know, content pieces that are a little bit unpolished. And it's actually really fun. It feels like we are talking about ourselves in the way that we actually act rather than talking about ourselves in the way that we think we should be presented. And that actually makes it a lot easier as well.
Yeah, definitely. And like going back to TikTok too, there's this trend at the moment, which I've been obsessed with, and it's all these TikTok famous stars or whatever you like to call them, content creators, let's go with. And they're posting their behind the scenes of their life, and it's actually a slideshow, which I think is another topic in itself, how static content does really well on TikTok as well. But they talk about, you know, their mental health issues, all of the stuff that isn't shown on social media, because unfortunately for such a long time, it is so glamorized on that platform and every social platform.
Yeah, yeah. What's that saying that everyone says about on Instagram? It's kind of like that it's 5% of your life. What your life actually is what's presented on Instagram. So I think it's good. I think it's good for the community to have, to not feel the pressure to actually be perfect all the time.
It's funny you mentioned that, because that came out around New Year's. Instagram is a highlights reel, and then everyone's 2023 recap was a highlights reel of a highlights reel. I really struggled over that period because I was seeing everyone's content about the amazing year they had. And in my mind, I couldn't look back and go, oh, I've had an amazing year too, because I was comparing myself to these people on social media. But if I decided to pull out the top 12 moments of my year, I would say it would look pretty amazing.
Yeah, absolutely. Anyone's would.
Yeah. So looking into this idea of authenticity on social media and being a publicist who works with so many amazing brands, are your clients getting this new trend?
I think generally speaking, yes, the answer is yes, but it is hard for a brand to recognize that maybe the piece of content that they possibly are paying for is not exactly what they had in mind. And I think they really need to be careful not to sort of make it look like an ad, I suppose, and not to push the influencer or content creator into creating something that's not really authentic to what they would actually be doing. I think consumers and, you know, social media users can spot that from a mile off now. So you need to really think about who you're engaging with. And that's obviously part of what the PR agency role is. We really break that down and research and make sure we've got the correct insights, et cetera, to kind of put those people forward. But then trust in that process, that if we've done the job right and selected the right influencers, that the content that they create will actually reach the right people and engage the right people on behalf of a brand. So it's the brand or client really has to put a lot of faith in the agency to make those choices, but then also into the influencer and content creator to kind of trust the process, trust that that content they produce is actually going to be beneficial because they've created it from that authenticity and that how they would actually use that brand or product or what they would actually do with it, not being told what they had to do with it.
And also when they're creating content in the style that aligns with their personal brand and how they usually post, the engagement speaks for itself because it fits in with who they are. Whereas if you're pushing them into like a really, directed version of content, that's where you start to lose people.
Yeah, absolutely. I think too, Maurice, first of all, let me say PR doesn't necessarily drive sales, but there is often a direct correlation with sales if an influencer has had, you know, kind of free rein on creating the content that they want to produce that they know that their followers like. We've seen a direct correlation between sales and increased Instagram following as well, which I think is really what the aim is, right? So there is a bit of a process, and a lot of heritage brands do kind of struggle sometimes with that, but, you know, it's getting better and better.
And I think, like you said at the start, it's the role of the publicist to be selecting those content creators and influencers that genuinely align with the brand already as well. So you don't actually have to be push and pulling so much.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, if you've chosen the right person, then the natural fit should just flow from there.
These minis are designed to give some PR perspective on some of the topics that our guests touch on in our interviews. Next week, find out the incredible connection between an A-list celebrity, a Kate Co PR event, and a story inspiring many. Thanks for listening to The Press Office with Kate Co PR. If you learnt something new today, then all we ask in return is for you to subscribe and follow this podcast wherever you're hearing this. Reach out to us. All our details are in the show notes below.